Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us on Political Coffees. We begin a new week of broadcasting. Today's going to be a little bit of a different show. This is pretty much all about what happened over the weekend. You know, I'm going to ask you this question. What happened over the weekend, you're probably asking yourself? Well, Antifa violently attacked me and a group of Christian families and pastors from five different churches, maybe more, that were on the Portland waterfront on Saturday. And the cops let it happen, folks. We're going to talk with Pastor AJ of Remnant Awakening Church here in Salem. And David Vitale of Awakening Ministries, which is a separate ministry out of that church, who does the nightly Salem Awakening worship and evangelistic services at Waterfront Park in Salem every single night. They've been doing them from, I think, the end of May, 1st of June. It'll go on to September here in Salem. We're going to talk with them about their experience because they were putting on this event, which was a rally for the formerly jailed pastor in Canada, in Calgary, of a church, Artur Pawlowski, who was there to speak about his experience of being dragged out of his car and arrested and put in solitary confinement for 3 days, not allowed to sleep. For what crime? Not closing his church down because of COVID. Antifa attacked us. It's made national news. I'll be on with Lars a little bit later today, as will be Pastor Lou Wooten, pastor of the River Church here in Salem, because Pastor Wooten was with us that day, Saturday, when Antifa attacked. And as he and those of us moved to protect the women and children and the stage where we were setting up, Pastor Wooten was maced. There are pictures of that. We're going to talk. He will be on with Lars and at some point today, as I will be on with Lars to talk about this too. I sent Lars a video that I shot of it. Lars put it out there. Andy Ngo picked it up. As you know, Andy Ngo's been, he's a marked man. Antifa's trying to murder him and kill him if they can. And he's actually has fled Portland because he is a marked man. Andy Ngo picked it up. It's made national news. There's a Gateway Pundit, a story about this called Antifa Terrorists Violently Attack Christian Families with Young Children. And that's true. They were there. Gathered to pray on the Portland waterfront. Police were called but didn't respond. And I'll share with you more about this incident. There's a companion story in the Oregon Catalyst, and it's called, the headline is, Two Portland Faith Events Draw Anarchist Rioters. And in this event, you'll see Pastor Lou getting attended to for the mace. It swelled up his eyes. And then the Sean Foyt event. The next day, Sean Foyt, you know, is a Christian worship leader who goes around holding these worship events. In fact, we had one last year with him on the Salem waterfront called Let Us Worship. We had something like 3,000 people there. Yes, that was during the time that Kate Brown said you can't meet in groups. Well, we did anyway. It's called protesting, worship protesting. Because remember, Kate Brown was allowing 100 consecutive nights of violent protest and rioting in downtown Portland. And what happened Saturday to us, and what happened Sunday at the Sean Foyt worship event, which was at the same place that we ultimately did our prayer event, because Antifa did not stop us, even though they assaulted us, even though they stole our equipment and threw some of it into the Willamette River, sound equipment. They couldn't stop us. Pastor Palowski, who will be at the River Church, by the way, Thursday night this week to talk. He's a street pastor. Pastor Lou of the River Church spent 22 years as a street minister. There's a Pamplin Media story about this called Portland Faith Event Spurs Skirmishes Between the Left and the Right. Now, Coin 6 did a story about what happened to us on Saturday. And they called us, five churches and pastors, they called us right-wing protesters. And they never mentioned Antifa, if I remember reading the story correctly. The anti-Christian bias of Coin 6 is evident if you read their story. We were pastors, Christians with children. Antifa did not care. And they don't care. They don't care who you are. They don't care if there's women and children. They will assault anyone. Now, unfortunately, Sunday evening, after the Sean Foyt event, a bunch of Proud Boys and others carrying guns decided that they were just going to hang out in downtown Portland. And they faced off against Antifa. And some of the Twitter accounts say, downtown Portland, far-right extremist groups and anti-fascists battled on the streets for over an hour. There were beatings, mace, and improvised firework explosives. No police response. There's the common theme, folks. This is the question I want to ask you. Have the Portland police given up trying to control the Portland streets? Now, I will tell you how what happened to us. And by the way, you've got between now and bottom of the hour to call and comment. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. And some of the videos out there are videos that will show me in them, along with Pastor Lou and others being assaulted. Here's what happened. We had originally planned to be down by the Saturday market. Now, I didn't organize this thing. I was just asked to come and speak. That's all. So we got down there, and the Portland police asked us to move to the other end of Tom McCall Waterfront Park. So we did. And Antifa was waiting for us in exactly that spot. We had only begun setting up equipment when Antifa advanced on us as a group, probably 20 of them. They advanced on us. And I knew there was going to be trouble. People got on the phone and started calling 911. Now, we didn't get through to 911. Got on hold. Well, we got through, but you're put on hold. Now, I hearken back to the story last week of two 911 dispatchers in Portland getting suspended because they were gossiping about Joanne Hardesty. Gossiping, folks. So finally, when they did get through, it took a long time for the Portland police to show up with three carloads of Portland police officers in riot gear show up. And wouldn't you know it, just by pure coincidence, Antifa, because we simply backed off, some of our members sort of pushed and shoved, but they were throwing eggs at us. They were throwing paint bombs at us. They were throwing flashbangs at us and kids. They were macing us. And they were trying to destroy our equipment. There were several of us that were armed. None of us pulled our weapons to shoot anybody. I'm not going to shoot somebody who's throwing eggs or trying to destroy sound equipment. Now, if they had been beating on someone and their lives would have been in danger, that's different. We backed off. Antifa left the scene just coincidentally as Portland police arrived. So let me get this right. Portland police tell us to move to a place where Antifa just happens to be waiting for us. We call 911. Portland cops don't show up until after Antifa's done with us. And then they show up. And then they follow us because we moved back to our original place by the Saturday market, knowing that, you know, Antifa's probably not going to attack us there dressed in black, as you'll see in all these videos. Because those people at the Saturday market are their base of support. And they wouldn't want to lose support. Because the Portland police have just let all of this happen. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't demoralization in the Portland Police Department, because I think there is. I think the most likely explanation for this is that probably Portland police's communications have been compromised. Antifa knows and is monitoring them. Or they overheard it, because there are lots of Antifa spies and they were surrounding us ultimately later on. Because finally, some Proud Boys showed up. We had one security person that was securing Artur Pawlowski. That was a condition of him being with us. Finally, about five or six Proud Boys shows up, and then the Portland police in riot gear are concentrating on us, because the Proud Boys are now protecting us. And we went ahead and we had our service. And Pawlowski and myself and others spoke. So I ask you the question. Based on what happened on Saturday and Sunday, because no cops showed up on Sunday either, have the Portland police just given up trying to control the streets of Portland? What does that mean for free speech if Antifa can run wild and hurt anybody they want, including pastors, women, and children? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It's great to have you with us. 22 minutes past the top of the hour, at the bottom of the hour, Pastor AJ and David Vitale join us to talk about the Antifa attack on our group of praying Christian families Saturday on the Portland waterfront. Now, I'm not going to blame all of this on the Portland cops. I think it probably took them a while to get together enough guys or gals, both, to get into riot gear and get down there. Why? Because they've had a lot of cops leave the force, folks. Because the feckless mayor, Ted Wheeler, and that's what he is, trust fund baby. But never mind. and the city council have defunded the cops. And I'm not going to blame this all on the cops. They're woefully understaffed. They can't recruit. They're demoralized. And I'm not going to blame it on not being able to get through to 911. We should have had more security there. And tell you, folks, the streets of Portland are not being controlled by the police. Caller, hang on. I'm going to get to you in just a second. Freedom Heating and Air is a great local company here in Salem. We're going to get into the 100 degrees here shortly. And if your air conditioning is not working, you need to call them because they have emergency services. They can get out and fix it for you right away. It's one of the things they pride themselves on. They built their business on for over 40 years. You can count on them. Call them, 503-580-1456. 503-580-1456. Let's go to the phones. Caller, good morning. What do you have to say today? Welcome.
Jeff.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, Jeff, this is Walt.
How are you, brother?
I'm good, man. So first thing I want to say is going to Saturday, there's a part of me that feels very bad about not being there with you. And then there's a part of me that's almost thanking God for not being there, because I don't know that I could have composed myself the way everybody there did. I don't know that I could have contained myself. The one thing I want to bring up that may answer a lot of questions, and I brought this to some people's attention, I don't know if I've ever brought it to your attention, that may help summarize some things. I would suggest to you, Jeff, if you've never done this before, type in your web browser antifa.com and see what comes up.
Antifa.com.
Correct.
The White House.
Correct. Unbelievable.
Oh, it's Walt, been that, that's yeah. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's been that way. I first learned about it months ago. And it would take you to some type of donation page to fund Joe Biden's campaign. Now it just takes you directly to some type of website for the White House.
Wow, and I'm looking at it. That's amazing. Didn't know that.
Yeah, I wanted to get that out there to other people because, to me, that speaks volumes of putting something right in your face and making something very, very obvious that ought to produce a lot of thought from people.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Hey, I'll be following up with you a little bit here on my personal situation that you spoke about last week. So I'll make sure to get that information to you in the next day or two.
I appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much.
All right, Jeff.
That's Walt.
Have a wonderful day.
One of our faithful listeners. 627. Lee writes an email about Antifa. Dreaming, he says. I had a dream that a group of military people watched the Antifa crew, then selectively kidnapped them. When they had 15 members, they took them to a site, stripped them naked, and painted letters on their chest that spelled Antifa, stay away. Then posed the pictures with names and addresses of the members they had surveillance on. Too bad it was just a dream. Corby writes an email about Portland. Said, it's like I've said many times before, Antifa is the leftist democratic military arm. Portland police and Antifa are the same group. The mayor gas gutted the police and all that's left are the bad ones. We are at war, and situations like this have to be treated as such. I'm glad you're all right, and the others. Thank God for that. Yes. I am glad that nobody got seriously hurt other than Pastor Lou getting, and a couple of other people got maced and hit with paint bombs. It is most unfortunate, friends, that the Portland police, and in some ways, again, I don't blame them, have ceded, in my opinion, have just given over the streets to Antifa. Let Antifa do whatever they want. Let them attack men, women, and children. And apparently, by some people in our group, some of the cops that were observing were laughing. Now, I have a hard time believing that. But maybe they were. The bottom of the hour here in just a bit, we have Pastor AJ and David, who are both at this event. We're going to talk about it. I want to remind you, friends, Pfeiffer Roofing is another great Salem-based company that's been in business since 1978. And they have this new product called Roof Max, which is a soybean-based product they spray on your asphalt shingle roof. And it rejuvenates your roof. And it gives you many more years of life and at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. Go to PfeifferRoofing.com. Let me spell Pfeiffer. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. P-F-E-I-F-E-R roofing.com. They'll come out and they'll give you a free estimate. Take pictures, show you all the things, other things that might be going on in your roof that you need to take care of. Give them a call, 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. When we come back, Pastor AJ will be joining us from Remnant Awakening Church here in Salem, who was attacked violently by Antifa, along with me, and David Vitale, one of the organizers of the event of Salem Awakening Ministries. It's 6:30. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to go to all of our guests who have joined us. We've also been joined by Pastor Jim Moore of the Salem House of Prayer. Friends, if you're just joining us, here's what we're talking about. Our experience, including mine, being on the Portland waterfront on Saturday afternoon and being attacked, violently attacked by Antifa. And the cops did nothing. That's why I'm asking the question. If you take that experience and what happened reportedly at the Sean Foyt concert the next day at the same spot on the Portland waterfront, worship leader Sean Foyt, have the Portland cops just given up and surrendered the streets to the violent Antifa group? Because they're apparently not doing anything to control anything going on in downtown Portland. We're joined by Pastor AJ of Remnant Awakening Church here in Salem, and also David Vitale of Salem Awakening, which is happening every night down on the Portland water, or the Salem Waterfront Park, rather, here in Salem. And yours truly, yes, I will be preaching Wednesday evening down there to whoever's in the park and praising and worshiping with some other folks. So come and join us 6 o'clock on Wednesday. Pastor AJ and David, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Yep, we're here.
So, What are your feelings and your thoughts about what happened on Saturday? I have struggled. I'm going to be honest with you both, as a Christian and as a man who believes in protecting people. I carry a gun. I had a gun with me. I did not draw it on Saturday, as I know. I think there were others who had weapons also. I've struggled. I've been angry. Although I've let it go, I've been angry that these people attacked us, number one, and then secondly, that the cops let it happen. So I'm going to let you guys talk. Why don't you, Pastor AJ, why don't you start first?
Yes. Yes, my feelings are the same as you. Very disappointed in our police and in the city officials. We felt as if we were not only not protected, but we felt like we were put in a compromising position, almost like led to the slaughter, just in the way that everything happened, in the way that everything went down, we were just really at a place where we really felt defenseless, and we really couldn't do anything but try to protect our equipment, protect the children, protect the women as best we could.
And Antifa advanced on us, throwing eggs, flashbangs, mace, and they ultimately were successful in damaging some of the equipment, correct?
Yes, they were. We had all of our speakers severely damaged. We had mace, pepper spray. We even had human feces on some of our equipment. And so we are really just at a place where we're just in shock.
Yeah. David, I want to chat with you, and then I want to bring on Pastor Jim Moore, who's joining us also of Salem House of Prayer. So David, Portland police ask you to move the location, and exactly the spot they ask you to move to is where Antifa was waiting for us. Ed, do I have that right?
So we actually got a call from Kerry Coker, who works with the City of Portland Public Parks Department. And he was the one that initially had contacted us and let us know. Basically, it almost now, looking back, felt more like a bribe, where he said, hey, if you guys move to this area, because we were supposed to be near the Battleship Memorial, where we ended up finishing the event, he told us if we moved further south, away from the Saturday market, where the Battleship Memorial is, that we would not be required to have a permit. And he told us that park rangers and police would be notified. And literally within the day, I got a call from a Sergeant Burley with the Portland Police Bureau, who said, hey, he got my phone number from Kerry Coker and was going to be basically guiding us to where we were supposed to be. I mean, it honestly feels like it was, and I hate to use this word, but it really feels like it was a setup.
Well, it does. And the fact that Antifa was literally there massed in a group, 20 people maybe, at exact the same spot waiting for us, would lead to that conclusion. And also the conclusion that once we called 911, couldn't get through. Now, that wasn't a conspiracy, I don't think, in any way, because it's like I said in my comments, they've suspended dispatchers for dumb reasons. They're probably understaffed, but it took forever for the cops to get there. And just so happens that as the Antifa was withdrawing, the cops showed up. Was that coincidence, you think?
You know, one of the things that, basically here, Our event, when it was publicized, we had the Battleship Memorial on our flyers. We left it like that. We did not announce that we were moving farther south in anticipation that Antifa would show up at the Battleship Memorial and not, you know, take time basically to find us. They did not show up at the Battleship Memorial. They knew exactly where we were, exactly the right time. They did not bother going over there. They showed up right at that same location where Kerry Coker and police directed us to be. Sergeant Burley had informed me prior to this, without saying it, in a roundabout way, he said, "We're not going to be there to help you," pretty much. He said, and to us, we were like, "Well, what exactly is he saying?" Because he said that he was going to be required to have a team mobilized before they would send officers in. In our minds, we knew that that meant that Antifa would probably, when and if they showed up, would definitely have plenty of time to cause a lot of damage before they showed up. And yeah, like you said, Jeff, as soon as Antifa left, the police showed up.
Let's bring in Pastor Jim Moore of Salem House of Prayer. Pastor, thanks for joining us today. What are your thoughts?
Hi, Jeff. Can you hear me all right? I'm on a Bluetooth.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. So on so many levels, this is reprehensible. I don't have any doubt believing that this was a setup. I know a lot of people will push back on that, but I have no disdain for the police force of any particular city. What I do have a disdain for are the city council members that employ them and direct them what they can do and cannot do. I think a lot of good police officers have left the force in different cities because they have been hamstrung and unable to actually do their jobs. And so what remains are people that are willing to compromise. And again, I don't know all the ins and outs of this. I was not at the event. I wish I had been at the event. But I think that, again, it's reprehensible. Watching the video, Antifa, these guys are just thugs. This has nothing to do with permits. It has nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with people who have been given permission to break the law without consequence. And you cannot do that without society going in the toilet. And the city council needs to be addressed in an aggressive fashion. Jeff, you made the statement that you had been angry. I think that's actually a good thing. I think there's such a thing as righteous indignation. You know, if somebody attacks my children, I have a right to, not in a meek and timid way, rise up and tell them to please stop, but I have a right to protect them. And every situation is different. I understand that. I also know that the idea of not being the aggressor and not responding, as in the days of Martin Luther King, won him the battle because it was obvious to everyone who the aggressors were. And eventually that won them their peaceful demonstrations, their unwillingness to be, you know, to respond aggressively to the aggression that was shown to them, eventually won them the day. So I get that. But I also know that there is this juxtaposition where we're called to protect people that are God-given responsibility. So I'm just aghast at this. When you watch the video, it is clear beyond human reason that Antifa absolutely were 100% the aggressors in this. They attacked without provocation, and they should have been criminally charged and put in jail. But the Portland governing system has said that they're not going to do that, or they might even completely be in bed with them. It's hard to tell. But I believe, my two cents in this is, I believe that the people of Portland, I watched the Sean Floyd thing last night too, and I was so proud of both of these groups for standing up and not being intimidated, and let's just call a spade, by the devil. Listen, these people are motivated by a spirit of the devil. And I just think citizens, if they don't rise up and write their council members and just make a big noise about these things, it's never going to change. So that's my
You're absolutely right. We're going to take a quick break at 6:48. We'll be back with Pastor AJ, David Vitale, Pastor Jim Moore here in Salem. Back in a moment.
You want a break? You can close now. Yeah, you were in the bathroom. Stop the car.
We gotta move. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. In just a moment, we're going to go back to our guests and finish up this conversation about what happened on Saturday and Sunday. Basically, the Portland police giving control of the streets to Antifa and not protecting the very citizens they are charged with protecting. I want to remind you that if you're looking for a contractor that will do the things you ask them to do, especially if it is something that's really important, like a bathroom remodel or a kitchen remodel in your home, you need to call Righteous Renovations. Eric Azer is a man of faith. He lives it in his company and how he treats you. Don't take my word for it. Go to his website, righteousrenovations.com, and read the satisfied comments. Some very happy customers. And look at the before and after pictures. righteousrenovations.com. Pastor AJ, I want to go to you, and then David, and then we'll wrap it up with Pastor Moore. So, Pastor AJ, it's during the attack, while I was dodging various eggs and other things thrown at me, I kept talking to and whoever might have their radio on, please turn it off if you would in the background, because it's coming through. I kept saying to this one lady who was in the Antifa group, you know, look, we love you in the name of Jesus. Please stop this. And she was mouthing something back to me. I don't know what it was, but she took her face mask down to do that. And it didn't seem to be violent, that whatever she was saying to me. I couldn't hear her because of all the noise and things going on. So Pastor, what should be our response as Christians to this kind of thing, in your view?
Well, one of the things, Jeff, I think we responded appropriately. We had people, responding to them in love, and responding to them with the gospel message, but also, people were there protecting our equipment, people there protecting women and children. And so I think what we did at the time was appropriate. But I believe that one thing that we have to stop doing as Christians is being so critical of one another, and stop making everybody see things through your lens, because one of the things that I noticed is that Christians have to speak truth to power. And when something is wrong, we need to say something is wrong. Do we back the police? Yes. But we don't blindly back the police when we see that something is clearly wrong. Something is not right. So Christians have to stand up and be more vocal. If we look in our Bible, it was, people who were enforcing the law that crucified Jesus, the King of Glory. And we get in this mindset, okay, we back the blue, that's all we can see. No, we have to speak up. So I believe that Christians need to do a better job of saying something is wrong here, and it is our obligation to address that and to do something about it.
Well said. David, as one of the organizers of this event, if you ever do an event like this again, what would you do differently, or what would you say to someone thinking about doing an event like this again? What would you do differently? What advice would you give them?
Well, what I saw yesterday with Sean Floyd, what he did really well was he made sure that everybody was protected. And that's one of the things that, going into Portland, we went there at noon. It was broad daylight. We figured there'd be plenty of people in the park. We're like, is Antifa really going to be up to attacking us during the broad daylight? Because what we had seen, our experience in the past was more about seeing them attack patriots, conservatives, Republicans, flag wavers, political parties. And we were like, we were a Christian group. I mean, are they really going to attack us? One of the things that I know we would do differently is take a security team. And I know Sean Foyt had it looked like a very professional security team there yesterday. And as a result of that, they were able to, Trump was able to finish his event and did not have any disruptions during the event because they had a showing of a full force. For us, if we ever go back to Portland, I think that's going to be key for us to ensure that we have people watching our backs to distract from any opposition, so that we are able to finish our event and keep us safe, because ultimately that's what we want to make sure. We want to get our message across. We also want to keep our attendees safe. We have women and children there, elderly. We don't want any harm to come to them. And Antifa they were reckless with what they were doing. We continuously told them there were women and children present, and they literally said, "We do not care."
That's right. They did not care, and it was obvious by not only what they said, but by their very actions. Pastor Moore, you've been involved in a lot of things, as David and AJ have been in Salem. What are your thoughts as we conclude this? You got about a minute and a half.
Well, I 100% agree with both Pastor AJ and David, their comments. I think that we are called to walk the fine line, the juxtaposition between protecting those who have been entrusted to us and supporting those who watch over us. And I am 100% pro-police. Until the police or armed forces or any group that is called to enforce the law. We live in a nation of laws, and if that goes away, we have nothing but anarchy and chaos and violence and death and destruction. That's the plain simplicity of it. So I support that system until that system winds up turning and, you know, cannibalizing the very people that it's meant to protect. And I think at that point, we are called to throw off or at least speak up against those things that have gone awry. Again, I use the illustration. If someone comes to my house, it doesn't matter to me what system they belong to or how wonderful of a person they claim to be. If they begin to attack my family, I have a higher responsibility to protect my family. So as Pastor Abraham said, I agree. And then David was saying about protection. Sean had been mentioned last night that he had at least 40 people and then some who were there to protect and to serve. And really, again, this is not about politics. This is about people who have had the leash taken off, and they're like rabid dogs that are just running to destruction and they really don't care about. And this is the problem with this. When you give permission for people to break the law and they know that there is nothing that's going to happen to them, the tendency is that they will get worse and worse. So, again, as Pastor AJ said, we have to start getting vocal. We have to start writing letters. We have to flood these systems with logical, reasonable arguments, and if need be, begin to take out lawsuits and whatever needs to happen to bring these unjust systems down. So,
thank you, Pastor. Pastor Jim Moore, Pastor AJ, and David, thank you all. I deeply appreciate you joining us today. Friends, you've heard it for real. You got to keep praying, and you've got to be active. Don't give up. Be blessed. See you all tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you.